You are announcing your top 25 innovations in government, semifinalists for Innovations in American Government Award. Talk about what you're looking for as you look at these. These are all levels of government, too, not just federal government, right?
That's correct. We receive applications from all across the country, and the competition is open to federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial governments. And we're looking, when we receive our applications, we look at them in four areas. We look at the novelty of the initiative. Is it a program that's doing something new or doing something in a new way? We look at a program's effectiveness. Is it reaching its target audience? The program's significance, is it addressing an important problem of public concern, and transferability, is it something that can be replicated either in its entirety or in part to other jurisdictions across the country, because the goal of the Innovations Program is to identify creative problem solving in the public sector and through our competition to get the word out about these initiatives so that they can be replicated elsewhere and more people can benefit from them.
Is an element of the replication part of that also scalability, and that something that maybe serves 10,000 people could also be ramped up to serve 100,000 people in the same structure?
Absolutely. Some programs can be scaled that way, and that's where the either in whole or in part comes in. Sometimes it's not possible to replicate a program in its entirety, but there are key elements that are applicable to other jurisdictions, so there's some flexibility there.
Do you think that agencies at all levels, but especially at the federal level, because that's the area where my audience is mostly concentrated, are more receptive than they've been in the past to trying to drive innovation, because one of the elements of trying innovative things is the possibility it might not work, and failure has not really always gone over very well in government agencies?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because we find that that is a characteristic of innovative public sector organizations, is organizations that give their employees and their organization the freedom to fail. Because if you don't give your staff the freedom to try new things and fail, they're not going to try new things and you're not going to come up with new ideas. So we find that organizations that have support for innovation from the top down, that reward individuals who push change, that specifically dedicate resources to innovation, that have a diverse workforce, that support basic organizational curiosity and exhibit a general inclination to experiment, are organizations that will have innovative ideas and programs.
I'm going to anticipate the comments that some of my listeners are making right now, which is that'd be great if I had any money to work with, but I don't have any money to really work with to try different things, especially if I try things that don't work and I go back to my boss and say, we tried this, it cost this much, and it didn't do anything. Are you seeing that at the state and local levels too? Because I think if anything, they're facing tighter, tougher budget situations than the federal government is right now.
Well, we've found that our most successful innovation programs and programs that are most replicated are programs that are simple in concept, that are easy to execute, that are inexpensive, apolitical, and programs that can demonstrate results quickly. So it doesn't have to be an expensive program to be an innovative program. Often the least expensive ones are the ones that are most successful.
That's interesting, because I guess as you're saying that, I'm thinking, yeah, I could see where it'd be real easy that the more complex and sophisticated and so on you make something, the more likely it is to come tumbling down.
Well, we find that the simplest programs are the ones that are most transferable and that people understand and that people are willing to try. So we found that those have been the most successful.
As innovation in government progresses and as people do try to deal with this more with less idea, what do you think people inside or government organizations should be doing to try to keep the kind of the juices flowing when it comes to innovation, to not get caught up in the we can't afford it, we don't have any extra money, so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing because we know what we get, whether the results are good or not? How do you keep things fresh, do you think?
I think that creating an environment where innovation is welcome, and that when you have these organizational support from the top down, it creates an environment where people are being creative. So as long as that is the environment that you have, you'll get some new ideas.
All right, there are two federal programs on your list. One is Integrated Ethics at the Department of Veterans Affairs, mm-hmm. and the other is the New Markets Tax Credit Program at the Treasury Department. We're talking to Treasury about having them come on and talk about this. And in just a moment, we are going to talk to the Department of Veterans Affairs, Dr. Ellen Fox, about integrated ethics. And I'm grateful to you for coming on to talk about this program this afternoon, Cara. Thanks for letting us know about it.
Thank you.